Welcome to the No Lux Left Behind podcast, the world's first podcast dedicated solely to unboxing the allure of luxury handbags and the resale market.
We're Monica and Erica, luxury consignment entrepreneurs with over a decade of experience. Whether you're a shopper, a seller, or listening for the laughs, you'll always get unfiltered knowledge here. Let's get started.
And we are back.
We're back, baby. Just like Bennifer.
Woo! Yes! Okay, so our last episode of season two of No Lux Left Behind, yep. We left off. That was in April.
Oh, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Lots of stuff has happened.
So many things have happened.
This is Tristan our first
Thompson
episode.
Is officially public enemy number one.
Oh, yes.
Since then.
Yeah. Oh.
So much
if
has
he
transpired.
Wasn't already, 100% he is now.
Absolutely.
Right?
How dare he?
How dare he?
Bennifer got married.
Bennifer
you know,
got
back
married.
To Y2K vibes.
I know.
Which we love.
Bennifer got married.
The millennial inside me is chomping at the bit.
No, but it's true. It's true. It's like, oh, you know, everyone was a little like, do we like it? Do we not?
No, I love it.
But, I mean, I think I love it.
Do you hear me, Bennifer?
I love you. And what else has changed? So something that's changed, or like something is that has happened,
yeah.
Right? Since our last episode, we had Celesta, who we have dubbed the queen, and I think the world has dubbed the queen.
Handbag queen of TikTok.
She was our guest in our last episode from last season.
She's so awesome.
She really is. But we actually hosted Celesta and Lou, who is the queen of handbag Instagram.
Yes.
Right? We had
and
the
YouTube,
queen.
Honey. She's got mad YouTube.
And YouTube.
Wicked YouTube. My Northeastern just came
wicked.
Out. Wicked. Wicked big on
wicked.
YouTube.
If you're from New England, you know.
You get it.
You get it. But we were honored that they were even open to the idea, but they came and they took over our social media. They were here for about a week.
Yes.
Both Lou and Celesta. Now, yeah. We like to be a resource for people. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, if you like luxury, you like handbags, but you don't really, you know who to follow on TikTok and Instagram, follow Lou and Celesta.
Yeah, and YouTube.
I always forget YouTube because I am now old.
You're not old.
I am.
You're a spring chicken. You are late 30s. Okay? 30 is the new 20.
Don't forget it. It's true. But I am just, like, I'm really not active on YouTube, but a lot of people are.
Absolutely.
Mostly my tweenagers.
So we'll put their tag information, all that stuff in the body of the podcast so that you can go follow them. They enjoyed a summer week here with us. We did have, I remember, this is just like a funny memory, but when Celesta was here, remember it was raining like
crazy?
Oh,
we had a tropical storm.
We had a little tropical storm. It was no big deal.
To us, it was no big deal. But to someone, she said, like, it doesn't rain. Like, it really doesn't rain where she lives.
Yeah.
And, like, it was scary. It really, I mean, I can see it. I feel like when we first moved to Florida and I had to drive in a torrential downpour, I was like, freaking out.
I know. Now it's
slap
like
me with a Xanax because I was freaking out.
Absolutely.
But, like, now it's normal.
Now it's normal.
But
now we're fine.
But that
now
was a fun thing.
Now it's a torrential
thing.
Downpour.
A funny thing that happened.
Yeah, it was really funny. Beyond that, we talked handbags. Yes. They took over all of our social media channels. And that was incredible for us to get to meet them in real life because we do have a friendship like outside of work.
Yeah, which is great. And we appreciate it very much, the friendship that we have built with both Lou and Celesta.
So they came out here. We did a ton of content with them. Yep. And, of course, we love working with them because they're awesome.
And we're hoping, you know, we're going to continue working with them and definitely go follow them. It's Celesta and Je suis Lou. And Lou just moved to Barcelona, didn't she?
Yes, she did. So proud of her. And I think she just did a an apartment tour of her Barcelona apartment.
Ooh, no, I have to
on
go watch
YouTube.
It.
So definitely
on
watch
YouTube.
It.
See, I have to get on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. So in addition, okay, speaking of Barcelona. Okay. So we officially, since the last time we talked here on the podcast, we have a Spanish language live.
Oh, we do. Yes.
I sure do.
I didn't realize that we didn't have it consistently happening before the last episode of our last season.
But. And so just to give you a little bit of context, Monica and I were born in a small town in Connecticut, okay? But our parents are Well, we're first generation.
Yeah.
Our parents are immigrants. So yeah. My mom is from Colombia. Our dad is from Chile. Our mom is from Colombia. Our dad is from
Chile. I do that too, though. I say my mom and my dad when it's ours.
And so we grew up speaking Spanish.
Yeah, at
but
home.
Not outside
Always
of the home.
Always at home, never outside the home. It's very different from South Florida where we live now, where like everything is very bilingual. Mm-hmm. But back home where we grew up, you didn't really speak Spanish outside the home.
I mean, there was just no necessity.
There was no need to. But
everyone spoke English.
But so, we do know that, you know, our Spanish-speaking followers, mm-hmm. there are a lot of people that would feel more comfortable shopping in their native language.
Totally.
And, you know, no one else, as far as we know, was doing that.
Yeah.
Like, having a dedicated Spanish language live. And so we were like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Consistently.
Honestly, and the best part for me about that is not even, like, it's the fact that, like, the messages that we get after people discover the live, like,
yeah,
oh my, they get so, it's almost emotional for me. Like, I guess I still get beautiful. A ball in my throat that, like, people who live in this country, but their native language is Spanish.
Yeah.
And that's just one aspect, right? They get, it touches their heart because they don't get to walk into a Saks or walk into a Chanel, and not every
not in every location.
Not in every location do you have an SA that is speaking the language, and certainly not in the resale space.
Right.
So it was really, it's fun to, and really heartwarming to have that experience. But
But I also think it's fun when we receive messages that, are, I mean, we get messages that are like, I don't understand a lick of Spanish.
Yeah.
But I love the Spanish language live.
Yes,
and they will join
it is
because
spicy.
It's fun and it's high energy. I mean, if you haven't joined one of our Spanish language lives, if you don't know, if you're listening to this, we're the co-founders of Season 2 Consign. It's a luxury resale company. It's e-commerce based and very social media heavy. And we do Lux Live shopping experiences right on our website. And we have a Friday Spanish language live.
Yeah, at 12 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah. And,
with Mariana.
And people say that they don't speak Spanish. They understand a couple words, but they just join it because they think it's fun.
Yeah. And it's new arrivals on every single live, you guys.
Yeah,
like,
we
are getting so much stuff in right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is
I digress.
This is not a conversation about season two, but we really do want to tell you
just
you
updating
know,
where we're at.
Totally.
Yeah.
So since April, since you last heard from us, business has like absolutely boomed. And
oh,
that's
my
not
gosh,
just
guys. Not just our company.
Business. Resale in general, I think is projected, I mean, I don't want to get the numbers wrong, but is like doing 10 times, projected to do like 10 times revenue.
Oh my God.
By like
2026. Wait. Yeah. 2026, it's projected to reach $82 billion.
Okay. That's absurd.
$82 billion. And in 2021, it saw a growth, like a record growth of 32%.
That is
insane.
Wild and crazy, kids. Wild and crazy.
Insane. And then it says resale is expected to grow 16 times faster than the broader retail, like, clothing sector by 2026.
That's, it's just insane. And we're feeling that. We're feeling the effects of
it. We are feeling it. We are.
We're really grateful for it.
For sure.
And we're excited to, like, ride this out, mm-hmm. Like, as a company. But it's also, I think, it speaks to, like, a broader subject of just how consumers are shopping and sustainability and shopping smarter and thinking, really thinking critically. And we talk about that a lot, thinking critically about your purchases, not just your handbag purchases, mm-hmm. right? Any purchase.
Yeah. How resale in general, clothing, shoes, handbags, jewelry, you know, resale as its own sector.
Absolutely.
Is booming.
I mean, listen, secondhand electronics is
everything.
Crazy right now.
Crazy. You know what? I thought that this was a very interesting fact. So to give you some perspective, when Erica and I launched our company in, you know, the height of the pandemic, the lockdown summer 2020, we were like, okay, let's figure out how we do what we know how to do, but do it in a way that there aren't so many liabilities. And one of those liabilities was making it somewhat pandemic proof because we were in the middle of the pandemic at that time.
Retail was closed.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. So retail was at, like, off the board, out of the like discussion. That was not something we were willing to do because I was like, rent.
Also,
retail, no one was shopping at the time.
But also, selfishly, I like my weekends.
Yeah. Okay? We also built our company.
I want to go home and feed my kids.
But that's another point. We built our company strategically so that we and our team can have a good quality of life where and weekends are important for family. So, you know, we said retail's off the table. So we launched strictly e-commerce. We were like, we are going to be an e-commerce luxury resale company that is heavily focused on social media and heavily based on digital live shopping.
Yep.
So that's where we started, right? So now I saw this fact. Did you know this? Brick and mortar resale stores still make up the bulk of secondhand sales, but digital channels now have almost 30% of the market share.
Wow.
Digital sales. And it's only going to increase.
It's only going
to
increase.
Because people are picking up on it, right? People are picking up on, okay, maybe I don't have to have a retail store. Maybe I can go an e-commerce route.
Absolutely.
You know, and as long as you're building connection, as long as you're good at creating some kind of authentic experience for your customers, going the digital route is, in my opinion, the way to go.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's for any business, if you're listening to this podcast because you are a business owner, I know that there are a lot of people that listen because they are business owners, not necessarily in the resale space. And even if you are in the resale space, e-commerce, I think, is really the way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have an office.
Yeah, I'm of the mindset, like, adapt or die.
Yeah.
Adapt or die.
Absolutely. And I think that shows in how we run our business.
Totally.
But,
I mean, listen, even Amazon, I think they just announced it this week. Amazon is getting into resale. I mean, the big players.
That's right.
Yeah. The big, that big, big money.
Look at you,
is
Amazon.
Okay, Amazon. Let's see how you do on live shopping. I'm just kidding.
Amazon does good on live shopping. But, I hope you have the right people in place for authentication.
Yeah, that's always the biggest concern. When,
like,
I see these gigantic companies, or if we're like seeing things online, these gigantic companies kind of swooping into the resale market.
Yeah.
We just hope that, like, they do have things in place.
It concerns me that maybe to a degree that's not something they're concerned about.
That would be terrifying.
And that would be terrifying because we are actively anti-counterfeit.
And we're not suggesting that Amazon doesn't care.
No, we're not. We're not suggesting that Amazon doesn't care. I'm saying big box companies care
about each and every single product that they're putting out into the market.
And properly authenticated.
Yeah. The way that we feel is that small, and this probably is a good segue into the next conversation, but we feel that small businesses, owners care about their stuff. They care that it's authentic. They care about the customer experience.
They should care.
And that is the beauty of small business, is that you are literally dealing with a human being that cares about your experience.
Yeah. So that is a good segue. Oh, we're segueing really well today.
We're segueing.
Wow.
That's such a production, like, that's a, like, let's a production word. Jargon. Segueing.
You're ridiculous.
It makes me feel official.
So we have, for the last 2 years that we have been in business with our company, Season 2, we've had quite a few people reach out and they say, you know, I want to do what you do. Can you mentor me? Do you have any tips and tricks and things like that?
Yeah, like what technology do you use?
Because when we launched, we always want to say that we're trying to stay progressive and ahead of the game. And that's just something that we kind of live and die by.
Absolutely. And listen, as soon as the other players in your space start doing what you're doing, you need to move on. You need to do the next thing.
Yeah. And that's just kind of a rule across the board in business. If you want to be a standout in business, no matter what the industry is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, people were reaching out and we thought, okay, how can we help? We did think about expansion and how we would kind of move across the country and have different locations because we had a lot of requests from people asking for showrooms because we don't have retail locations, but we do have showrooms in their specific areas, right? And so we were like, how do we fix this where we can provide locations closer to our customers, right?
Because wait, but also, I want to take one step back though. When we were talking about what we were going to do next, every single time we talked to anyone, whether it was a family member or another business owner or people who are smarter, bigger, more successful than us, people would say, if you're doing so well, why don't you just open a warehouse?
We don't want a warehouse.
And that was literally never an option.
Well, there because was we don't want to lose that customer service, that feeling of like concierge style customer service and connection.
And the truth is that Monica and I are only two humans.
Yeah.
And if I have a 10,000 square foot warehouse full of handbags, I literally could never make a connection, build a relationship with the number of people that are buying those handbags.
Right.
There's literally no way. And that is the goal of this business.
Yeah. The whole
you
purpose.
Have to build. That is luxury. Building luxury is not picking out a bag from a warehouse.
No.
I'm sorry. That's my opinion. It's my opinion. Real Housewives, my friends. But
that's our opinion.
Yeah, but it is I my agree opinion. With you. It I don't is. Think it that is. Luxury is, it is just picking out a bag from a shelf.
Yeah.
I don't. I think there's an experience, whether you are digital or whether you are retail. I think that when customers are shopping luxury, it's really important to create a bond and to create a relationship. And you just can't do that with a warehouse. Okay.
Well, I mean, maybe you could, but we just don't see that being something that would fit for us.
Doesn't track.
But basically, the long and short of it is that we said, okay, how can we help in two areas? The first one being we provide showrooms in different locations for our clients across the country and internationally.
Yep.
And then the second one being how do we help equip other people with what it is that we have been able to achieve in creating season two.
Because such a short amount of time.
Well, because to be honest, and I don't mean to like toot our own horn, but the realistic aspect here is that when we came into this space, we really worked hard to change the face of luxury resale.
Yeah.
But we wanted to make it
from the outside and from the inside.
From the outside and the inside. We wanted to make it more transparent, more accepting, more like attainable.
More efficient. More technology.
Tech driven. And just kind of like bring it to
2022, babe.
I think that we have achieved that. And I don't hesitate in saying that.
Yeah.
I genuinely feel that in my bones. And so we were like, how can we do that? And we have been working for the last about year to year and a half. Lots of legal jargon.
Labor of love, y'all.
But a lot of time has been invested in creating a franchise company.
So what is a franchise, though?
Well, okay, I want us to do a little disclaimer here.
Oh, yeah.
This is because we have an army of attorneys, and so I know they listen to us.
The most expensive and I'm just gonna, army there is.
And I'm just going to do the disclaimer here.
And this I know they follow not, us. I love you.
Love you. We love you. We love you guys so much, you know. Invite me on your yachts. But this is the disclaimer. This is not an advertisement for a franchise. This is not a promise of success of franchise or franchising with season two. Okay.
No.
So that's the disclaimer.
Yeah.
But we are happy that after a year to a year and a half, we're finally able to talk about it openly because we have filed everything. We've gone through the whole process.
Not slept. For about a year. I don't know if you can tell by the amount of concealer under my eyes.
I know. I keep like...
But I haven't slept for a year.
But we decided to franchise, and that's really why we decided to franchise, is to help equip other people to do what we do, to replicate what we're doing, but also to expand the reach of season two as a company.
Because I genuinely, and just to piggyback off of what you're saying, Corporate Natalie... TikTok reference.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Corporate Natalie is?
No. I don't live on TikTok like you do.
Okay, I don't live. Okay. I live with my kids and my but sometimes I'm in my bed and I scroll for maybe a couple of hours. But that's
sleeping.
My point, you're right. But my point is that what was my point?
I don't know. I don't know what your point was.
My point was is that we really do want to the goal essentially is to equip people to replicate exactly what we do, how we do it, the systems that we've created.
And because we have failed and we have that we've
built.
Yeah.
It's second to none, quite frankly.
Yeah, yeah. And we have failed in some areas and we've learned,
yeah,
pivoted and grown. And that's so we can help people avoid those situations.
That is the key, yeah, I think, to what we're doing is that we're building this franchise system and we're building it young. But yeah, the truth is that you and I think maybe this is like part of how mom and dad taught us how to be, is if you learn a lesson, learn it fast and learn it hard.
Learn it fast and hard.
And
fix it and don't do it again. Don't repeat
literally,
it.
I'm going to get a tattoo in honor of my dad that says, what are you going to
do
about it?
What are you
going
to do about it? He has been saying that. Shout out to our dad.
Shout out to dad.
He has been saying that since we were little. Babies.
We were like, okay, we want to build our brand. What are you going to do about it?
What are you going
to
do?
We want to franchise. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
We need custom technology. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
You know, like every single, we're very solution based.
Yeah.
And I think that's why this whole idea even came to fruition.
Yeah.
Finally has come to fruition is because we saw that there was a problem in resale within our industry where there were these huge players and there were these sort of smaller kind of one-off companies. And there was nothing that was sandwiched
nothing
in the
middle.
Nothing in between. Nothing that
seemed like it was giving you concierge service, but also
the technology, the efficiency.
Driven. Yeah.
That was driven.
Right.
In that.
And this is a good just area to say, if you are in business, again, no matter the industry, you have to figure out, yes, how to solve a problem, but how to do it in a way that sets you aside. It sets you apart from the other people in your space. Because then, again, like what Erica said, then you're going to be kind of like trailblazing, right? And when the other players in your space, in your industry, start replicating what you're doing, then that means you've done something good. You're doing something impactful. And totally. You are contributing to leveling up your industry in a way.
Absolutely.
You know? And listen, that's a great thing.
Right. Monica says this all the time. Rising tide lifts all boats.
I 100%
this is
believe
for
that.
The industry. We're doing this for you.
Yes, but any industry that you're in business, you know? So to give you guys just a little bit more information.
Perspective
when it comes to us franchising this company, we have spoken with hundreds of people. Again, we have an army.
Attorney.
Listen, but we have an army of legal representation that we have jumped through hoops with for the last year and a half. And basically, we are creating a unicorn.
Here's the thing.
Is a that unicorn. Like, it doesn't exist
the
yet.
The system that we are creating, oh where, God. For example, like, there's all of these different small businesses within the Season 2 brand.
Yeah.
Right? But then
but that's what a franchise is. Right?
Yeah, totally. That's what a franchise
right.
is.
We're not all creating that. We're not creating, the franchise structure is
no,
not
no, no,
a
but
unicorn.
I'm gonna tell you what we did do.
Yeah.
It is everyone, when they come into the system, mm-hmm. they join the season2.com, like that URL, yeah. that yeah. website. It is a centralized marketplace.
Yeah.
So you can literally shop every single franchise, mm-hmm. every single location stuff within season2consign.com,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which is wild.
Yeah. I didn't realize how wild it was till we
had to build it.
Constant talks with our tech teams and... You know, but like, it's pretty cool that we're, and as far as we've been told and consulted and advised, we are the first e-commerce based luxury resale company to franchise.
Yeah.
In the world.
We're literally creating this from
terrifying.
Scratch. And I'm not saying that in a boastful way. Honestly,
no, it's terrifying.
It was so scary. It was like, we invested a lot of time,
yeah.
heart, sweat, tears, money into figuring out if this was even viable.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. can we actually do this? It was day, like endless day, weeks, months mm-hmm. of finding a solution.
Yeah.
But that's what we do.
And that's kind of like, you know, this first episode is really just a recap, like what's been going on? Where have we been? Why did the third season take so long?
There you go. There's and your
answer. This is, you know, just a little recap. Obviously, if you're listening to our podcast and you have listened to our podcast in episodes and, you know, seasons past, then you know that we like to be a resource for you. But yep. we also like to be transparent. So this first episode is just, we're catching up. And, you know, our next episode is going to be more of like a resource.
Oh, absolutely. No, we like to equip you with knowledge. Yeah. And that was the whole point of starting this podcast.
Of course.
Like, we didn't feel like there was any, there certainly wasn't a podcast dedicated to like luxury resale out there.
No, not at the time.
And so that's what this is. We are dedicating this podcast to the industry. And so anywhere where we can bring on important players in the industry, authenticators, people that are going to equip you with knowledge, mm-hmm. then that's what we want to do. Mm-hmm. So it's not really about season two consign, but you know,
that's our
here
business.
We are. So but with that said, we did we have gotten a lot of questions about like, how do you guys run your business, or like, what do you guys
how do you work together as sisters?
Like a lot of people are interested in that, and I don't think we've fully addressed that piece,
like the business side of it.
Like, we're sisters, right? We get along 99% of the time.
Yeah, I mean, literally right before we sat down to record this podcast, Erica was like, my battery might die. And I was like,
it just died.
Oh my God.
Erica's phone just died. You see this? And I'm like huffing and puffing. And she goes, stop huffing and puffing. I hate it when you do that. And I'm like, I hate it when you don't charge your phone. You know? But like, we're sisters. And
I didn't charge my phone overnight. I was really tired last night.
Whatever. Stop watching Sister Wives till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. I'm done with Sister Wives. I finished it the other night.
Oh,
I binged it.
Okay. Well, stop watching 1883 then.
No, I can't watch that without you guys.
Oh, okay. We're going to watch
it. No, that's a situation. That's a popcorn and Coca-Cola situation.
Right.
Okay. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, y'all, if you don't know Yellowstone, my husband is obsessed with Yellowstone, but the show for Halloween, I'm gonna be Beth.
I can't wait.
From Yellowstone.
How did we get in this topic?
We're talking about,
I don't even know, but what are you gonna be for Halloween? And then we go back to the topic.
Casey and his wife,
and the Sunshine Band.
No, what?
I don't know. Isn't that a group?
I think so, but I don't know that group.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm also going to be a character from Yellowstone.
Oh, so we're all going to be Yellowstone.
We're all going to be Yellowstone characters because we're obsessed.
Yeah, my husband's going to be Rip. What's Mark going to be?
Casey. Yeah.
Oh, and his wife.
Maybe the kids can be the horses.
No.
My teenager
has to be Marshmallow or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
That
Nika's
going to
be Black Panther, and Sophie's a unicorn.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
All right, wait. So let's go back to our roles.
Okay, so this is a prime example of sister nonsense.
This is
how we talk.
This
is our relationship,
all the time.
Genuinely. But when it comes to business, we do have very clear boundaries.
Yeah, and I want to preface this by saying, again, when you are running a business, hire people. If you are not an expert in any specific area, bring in the people that are the experts in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know it's costly. I know that as a startup, it's hard. When Erica and I first started, it was just her and I, and we lucked out because her strengths are my weaknesses, my strengths are her weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
But like, just in business in general, don't try to do it all yourself, because you're going to get yourself in trouble.
No.
So Erica, what are your strengths? Erica's areas. These are Erica's roles.
So these are my general, like what I kind of oversee within the business. So I generally oversee marketing for sure.
Yeah.
Tech for sure.
Yeah.
And what else? Sourcing and like product acquisition.
Which Alex has now come on board with doing.
Yeah. So Alex is our director of operations here at HQ, and she does a lot of the actual sourcing and getting estimates out to customers and all that stuff. But that general area is my area.
Yeah. And then in it kind of all ties together. Everything that we do here is connected.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's actually why we work in collaboration with each other. We don't have like your traditional...
no one has offices or cubicles. Like,
no, we don't
do that.
This
is one big open office space.
Big open space.
Yeah.
Actually, our desks, they're like those up, like standing desks. Standing, sitting
desks.
They
go up and down.
And they're actually set up in like a...
We face each other.
We like face each other and we have like one huge table.
Yeah. Yeah.
We like put them all kind of facing each other and we kind of, that's how we collaborate.
Well, everything we do is really collaborative.
Absolutely. I mean, that's how you have to be in a small business.
Yeah. But so it's all connected, right? So Erica oversees like as far as gatekeeping, what is allowed to come in.
Yeah.
And I am the gatekeeper of what is allowed to be spent.
Yeah.
I am Monica, the money person.
She's the money man.
I am the QuickBooks person. Yeah. I am the on the phone all day with a bookkeeper and the accountant. Yeah,
well,
the
I would
CPA.
Say what? You're like operate. You're very detail oriented. So
all admin and like
operations and legal.
And legal.
Gosh, that's where she calls
the shots. If I talk to one more attorney.
If Monica says the attorney said no, I'm like, all right, fine. Right.
And also the franchise company is really something that is incredibly important to me because in a past life I was a franchisee and franchising is something that we are taking extremely seriously. And, you know, that's the franchise company is something that falls under both of us.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're spread a little thin, but it's all good things.
Yeah.
It's all good things. And that's what when you feel like you're spread too thin, it's
that's where the magic
challenged.
Happened. No.
Yeah.
Okay, so
my husband and I
went to couples therapy like several years ago.
Uh-huh.
And
we're big advocates for therapy, by the way.
Yeah, therapy is
I love therapy.
Not all therapy is good, but you know, talking about your feelings is great.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went to therapy and there was this concept called stretching.
Ah, yes.
And it's a concept that I think can be applied really in any facet, any area of your life.
Yeah.
And stretching means you basically like the magic happens in the stretching. So if you feel like when you're pushing yourself to a healthy boundary, mm-hmm. but when you're mm-hmm. pushing yourself, especially like in business or in relationship or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
that is called, like, when you stretch yourself and move beyond what is comfortable for you, that is where the magic happens.
Yes.
That is where innovation happens. That is where,
Preach.
You know, next steps happen.
Ooh, we're going to church today.
We're going to church
Woo!
Today, Woo-hoo! Honey. No.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's very true.
So I think that...
So don't be scared of that.
No, stretching is good. Stretching
Even
is
though,
the most healthy
you know,
thing.
Sometimes it's like I could use a shot of tequila, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, in
or
those
Xanax.
Moments... We've said that word twice now in this podcast.
We have.
Yeah, I think I said it earlier.
It's funny because I have a Xanax prescription, but I really don't take it that often.
Yeah. I mean, Erica and I are very open
like
about...
Like, I'm still on my first bottle.
Erica and I are very open about mental and emotional health.
Mm-hmm.
And so if this offends anyone, we apologize, but we are very open.
Yeah.
About mental and emotional health.
Absolutely.
It's important for us as... co-founders and as leaders of our company that people feel comfortable that they can come in here and it's a safe space
mm-hmm.
to talk openly
yeah.
if they want to.
Absolutely.
You know, if they want to.
Absolutely.
So that being said.
So since we're in this stretching season of life.
Well, we do want to give a shout out to our team.
Absolutely.
Because, man, without our team, I don't think that we'd be able to. I know 100% we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing.
No.
As far as franchising the company. I mean,
no.
We have
Alex,
an amazing
Kyle,
director
Sarah,
of operations.
AV, Mariana.
Yeah.
Haiti.
I mean, Haiti, if you think about it, Haiti was our first, like, team member.
Yeah.
Haiti is...
Aaron.
Yeah. Haiti was, or still is, our digital kind of, like, assistant, right?
Yeah.
On lives. And she lives on the West Coast. She lives in California. And she'll get up at 6 a.m. her time to join our lives
mm-hmm.
and, like, just moderate.
Yeah.
So shout out to Haiti, who's been, you know, since day one.
Yeah. OG.
She's an OG. We have Alex, who is here in-house, and she is our director of operations. And Alex started part-time shipping. That was her only role was shipping.
Yeah.
And she really has... grown significantly in
I mean,
the company.
I would go out on a limb and say that she could run this thing without us.
She could.
She is so, like, she has so much. She's
so efficient.
She's a wealth of knowledge. She does not stop until she understands every situation.
Yeah.
She really cares about her job.
And that is why we are able to, we're not in the office as much as we used to be. And that's because the growth of the company is pulling us out of the office. And she is really an extension of us here in this space. Mm-hmm. Right? So...
And that's important. If you're a business owner, you have to be able to replicate yourself, but make it better.
Yeah.
Okay. The people that you put smarter, more efficient human beings in places where you need to fill in the gaps.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're a business owner, I think that's incredibly important.
We're so lucky. So in the spirit of gratitude.
Oh.
We're also really grateful. And I know we say this a lot, and maybe, I don't know if it like falls on deaf ears or maybe it's just like annoying at this point, but I never want to lose sight of our gratitude for the people that work with us, for the people who support us, for the people who follow us, people who shop with us, people that trust us, the people that share our stuff.
Every like every comment, every share.
It all matters. Yeah. Like,
every opinion,
can't stress that enough.
But even if your opinion differs from ours, as long as things are communicated in a respectful manner, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
We appreciate it because it helps challenge us.
We had a TikTok video like kind of going like semi-viral, honestly, in the last like 24 hours.
We did.
And there were a lot... Yeah, it was a Birkin video. I just like shared what was in my Birkin, but we had a lot of comments from, you know, other TikTokers that certainly don't follow us and may not understand this world, which is okay because that's what TikTok is for.
Mm-hmm.
And we use every outlet to connect with people and build bridges. But a lot of like, you know, upset comments about like, oh, $10,000 on a Birkin,
$10,000 on a Birkin is actually a good deal.
It is a good deal.
I mean, that's if you know luxury, if you know the space, right? Yeah, if you have knowledge of the space.
But we had people, I mean, it's crazy that for customers or friends or anyone to like go to bat for us and even defend us,
that's
like as
nuts
a business,
to me. I think that's like, that whoa.
That's very cool. We don't need anyone to defend us.
No, but I
think
But
we're very grateful just for the camaraderie and the support.
I mean, the family has been built here is something that we didn't...
But also, I appreciate the trolling comments because it boosts the video, so thank you.
Oh, that's another point. If you are a business owner or if you're in, like, any kind of, you know, space where you need social media, don't be upset by... the trolls, quote unquote, or the negative comments, because it does help boost your algorithm. So like, you know, leave it there.
And honestly, if you're replying, if you choose to reply, which I don't think you have to reply to mean comments. I don't think that's ever required.
I don't think it's necessary.
But if you are replying and you really do have like a point to drive home,
mm-hmm.
right? You really want to share or give a different perspective. Do it with class. Mm-hmm. Do it with knowledge.
Yeah. Don't do it angry.
Don't do it angry.
Give yourself
if you're angry,
a little
don't
bit.
Do it yet.
Yeah.
And that's my.
But we were talking about, my gosh, we're like going into.
We're talking about
now.
Gratitude.
We're talking about gratitude. But I think
we're just excited to be back in the podcast.
I know we are excited.
We have a lot to talk about this season.
Yeah. But also, shout out to Kyle, who is our content creator, in-house content creator. Everybody loves Kyle. He's just incredibly talented.
Such a good personality.
Such a great personality.
Great person.
So talented. And coming in more days a week now because he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
So we have a great team. We have Sarah as a new hire. She's been wonderful.
She's awesome. She's learning so fast. She's
learning so fast. And she is doing processing out.
Yeah.
And vault maintenance. If you don't know what the vault is, it's where we house all of the current inventory. And it's behind literal thumbprint identification.
Door.
Heavy door. And then we have AV who is helping with processing in part-time. And she's working towards a golf scholarship.
I know.
Which is like really, really cool.
She told me yesterday she's probably going to go to UM.
Oh, you love that. Erica went to UM.
Ah!
And then, of course,
University of Miami.
Florida. University of Miami, Florida.
Come on.
Canes.
Ohio, stop.
Don't do that.
Ohio could never.
Here we go. Okay. Oh, my. She's very passionate about UM.
I'm just kidding. It's all in good fun.
And then we have Mariana, who is doing our Spanish language live, which we appreciate so much. We're so happy that we have someone that is fluent 100% in Spanish because we can speak Spanish, but I speak more Spanglish.
Yeah.
You know, and I want
fluent native Spanish speakers to feel comfortable
yeah.
shopping with us totally. In their native language. So to everyone else that's on our team, all of our attorneys, all of our franchise company team members, we appreciate you all so much. You. Our consultants, and to all of you who listen to this podcast that maybe sometimes sounds like it's going in circles, but it's all in good fun.
It's all in good fun. And we promise we're going to have more resources and stuff. Yes. This is really just, we're just diving right back in.
Yeah, yeah.
This so we're diving back into the season. You're going to get more resources. You're going to get authentication information. You're going to get trend reports. You're going to get all the good stuff coming up.
All right, guys. We love you.
Ciao for now.
Guys, if you're not already following us, we are at season2consign on all platforms, including TikTok and Instagram. We drop knowledge and have fun on all of them.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please consider rating it and sharing it with your friends. We have so much more to share with you. Thank you for being here, and don't forget to be fearlessly authentic.